Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, I don't really want people to take a lot of medications, but if there is a medication that I am going to be very supportive of is the statin medications. Now, the statin medications are what we use to treat high cholesterol. We also use them to prevent coronary artery disease or continued plaquing of your arteries. And I'm a big fan. I'm a bigger fan since my father had passed, and he wouldn't take it. He didn't want to. He's like, oh, it's going to hurt my liver. No, I don't want to take it. No, make muscle aches. No. And then when I saw that he died, I'm like, guys, any of you with high cholesterol, we're not messing around. And so there are guidelines on how we decide to, how we decide to move forward with your prevention of coronary artery disease. And we talked about that poly pill where they're making a pill that has the cholesterol medications, the aspirin, as well as a blood pressure medication. So these are things that are ways to hopefully minimize future heart disease. But because we can't really use aspirin for prevention anymore, cholesterol medications are kind of it, as well as diet, exercise, avoiding smoking, things like that. So from a medication standpoint, I am a huge fan of statins. Now, many of you don't want to take the statins because you think it gives you muscle aches. I never had a patient that I had to stop the cholesterol medication on for muscle aches. And I think the reason why is I started such a low dose. Now, we had a family member who was put on 40 milligrams of Lipitor right out the gate because his cholesterol was so high. Well, that put him into rhabdo, myelisis. His muscles started to break down. He now can't be on any of these medications, these statin medications. And I'm like, why the hell didn't your doctor start you on 10? In that class, 10 milligrams is the lowest. But the doctor was a smart ass. He goes, look, you know, you have high cholesterol. I don't want to mess with it. And started him on four times the dose I would have. But I'm not a cardiologist. I know he was trying to protect this, you know, this family member's heart, but ended up now, you know, throwing him into a muscle disease that prevented him from now being able to take it again. So many people are very cautious about statins. Well, a new study has come out saying these statins do not very commonly cause muscle problems. This study was published in The Lancet, and they looked at 1,000 participants with a scheduled duration of at least 2 years, and they were involved in a double-blind comparison. I know, actually, they wanted to recruit about 1,000 patients, but they said these were trials. Okay, let me recap. I now have the article in front of me, okay? What they did is they looked at 19 controlled trials. Each trial had to have at least 1,000 participants and be on the medication for at least 2 years. They evaluated these 19 double-blind trials, and the average age of the person was about 63 on average. There were 34,500 women, 59,600 men with previous vascular disease, 22,900 with diabetes. And then they followed them up. They followed them for about 4.3 years. They looked at those who had statins, those who didn't have statins, those who reported muscle pain or weakness. They said during year one, this according to The Lancet, statin therapy produced a 7% relative increase in muscle pain or weakness. That's only 7%. Now, to me, that's, you know, I don't want people feeling weak or, you know, but that means 93% of people do okay, but don't have those muscle issues. So they broke it down to 1 in 15 of muscle-related reports. After year 1, there was no significant excess in first reports of muscle pain or weakness. For all the years combined, more intensive statin regimens did have a little bit of a higher level, but they said there was no clear evidence that this, let me see if I have, that this rate ratio, you know, was different for different statins or circumstances, and it yielded a very small, insignificant increase in creatine kinase levels, which is something that we see from muscle wear and tear or muscle injury. So they believe that the statin therapy will, if it does cause muscle pain, do it very rarely, and the majority of 90% or more seem to do fine and not have the muscle symptoms. Now, the reason why this is significant is when I was in training, cardiologists were like, okay, if the person's having muscle pain, as long as their liver's fine and their muscles are fine and their levels are fine, you can still keep them on the medication. But we had so many people going, it's a side effect, I'm worried about it, take me off. And they're saying, look, these people aren't getting that protection for being on a statin. And so there's this now, you know, push to, look, we need to make sure that we get, you know, we have people that we have a, we have an understanding of the risks versus the benefits. And that when it comes to cholesterol treating, we don't blow it off based on, okay, well, people got, you know, muscle aches. So I'm torn. You know, we see a lot of heart disease. I see how these medications protect. I told you guys I got a cardiac CT scan so I can make sure that, you know, I can make sure that I didn't already have artery clogging because my dad died of a heart attack. But for those of you that are like, well, should I get cholesterol medication, whether I get muscle aches or not? One is talk to your provider. The guidelines are if you're between 20 and 75 years old and your bad cholesterol is over 190, your LDL is over 190, you're going to be put on a statin. If you have diabetes and you're between 40 and 75, right, you're going to probably be put on a statin. If you're over 75, depends. You know, doctor's going to decide. If you're between 40 and 75, but your LDL isn't as bad as 190, but it's between 70 and 190, that's when you and your doctor are going to kind of look at your risk. If your risk is between 5 and 7.5%, you know, they might do, you know, a moderate intensity statin. If your risk is higher than that, there's a good chance you're going to be on it. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I remember growing up that people would get sucker punched. And you see it in movies, you see it in TV, but there would be, you know, thugs that would go up to people randomly, punch them out. And it's a game. And it's a game, and it's a very deadly game, and we're starting to see a comeback, especially in some of the videos we're seeing in New York City, where there's somebody just standing there in line, doing nothing. Stand there just minding their own business. Not maybe at an ATM, maybe at a movie theater, and somebody randomly comes up, sucker punches them, knocks them out cold. How the game used to be, and I don't know if that's still the game now, but how the game used to be, is if you got them down in one punch, you won, or whatever. If you didn't, then the guys that you came up to that person with get to beat the crap out of you. Stupid game. It's really stupid. If you guys are bored, play a game of Monopoly. But this knockout game or sucker punch game is horrifying. They say thus far, 20 innocent people have been sucker punched this year. Victims include the 52-year-old man that almost died, had to be put on a ventilator. Convicted sex offender Bu Van Phu, 55 years old, had leveled Jesus Cortez in an unprovoked punch August 12th. Then there was a 36-year-old shopper who was knocked out standing at the Kings Plaza Mall. A 75-year-old Asian woman stumbled into Midtown traffic after being assaulted on Madison Avenue. They say felony assaults have climbed by 18.8% this year, according to Mail Online. So 20 of the most violent and apparently motiveless knockout game incidents have been reported in New York City. I don't have a lot of numbers from other cities, but you're seeing these videos, and apparently this is something that is trending. They say this phenomenon first gained attention in 1992 when an MIT grad student, Yngwie Rostein, was cold-cocked by a group of local teens. I guess that's the term in Britain for getting knocked out in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The youth told prosecutors that the object was to floor a random stranger on the street with one punch. If unsuccessful, the puncher would be targeted for an attack by his witnesses. Or you would get your not only would your buddies, you know, beat you up, or the other people would be like, what the hell are you doing? And then they're going to go and attack you. Personally, I think you could get attacked no matter what. I'd be careful because some people carry. And they're going to be like, okay, you know what? You're brutal. So there's no set rules. No trophy. This is just stupid stuff that people are doing. And it's very frightening because when you watch these, you just see people randomly going up to somebody and just knocking them out. Doesn't matter. Woman, male, kid, whatever. This could happen. So how do you prevent that? Okay, I mean, I stand in lines. You know, we're going to be coming up on Black Friday. We're going to be coming up on Christmas shopping. We got, you know, Halloween, haunted houses. You're going to be in line. And it seems to me that now standing in line makes you a target. Now, we don't want people afraid to go out in public, even though crime rates are soaring. But it really makes one think, do I really need to be, you know, out there with all this type of stupidity and BS? We have humans out there that do not follow societal norms. And they have no problem knocking somebody out, hurting somebody, randomly shooting somebody, pushing somebody downstairs, pushing somebody in front of a subway. It's very scary. And so you need to, when you are around people, be just as vigilant as you would being around animals. You know, I was stupid. I was in South Carolina last year, and I saw some alligators. And I'm like, okay, dang, you know, let me get up close and get some pictures. And my brother-in-law is like, remember, they could jump out. The alligator looked like he was just sitting there in the water, like he didn't care, and, you know, he didn't jump out. But, you know, realize we've really gotten complacent because we live in apartments. We live in homes. We have a car. Now, I haven't seen the movie Beast. I heard it was really, really good. But animals, right, you know, want to kill, want to hurt. And humans are still animals. And we assume that, no, there's a law. And a law says you aren't supposed to get sucker punched, so it won't happen to me because there's a law. That's the problem. Bad people don't care about laws. Good people follow the laws. Bad people don't. So you need to realize that if a strange dog could bite you, if an alligator in a pond can come out and attack you, so can other humans, and you need to be aware. So how to avoid being sucker punched? Well, again, they try to find somebody that's just kind of sitting there, la-la, or on their earbuds or listening to music, okay? One is be aware of your surroundings. Do not, if you're standing in a line, sit there listening to a podcast, even if it's mine. Take that stuff out of your ears. You need to be aware and hear who's coming up. Also, when you stand, look around. Don't just stand zoning out, staring at something. Make sure you see your surroundings. Make sure you know what's around you. You know, every now and then turn around. See, I always talk to people, okay, in line. So I turn around, and then I'm like, you know, so what are you in here for? You know, or I'll complain about something, and then we'll talk. Now, sometimes if they're not in the mood to talk, Well, then, maybe they'll be the one that got sucker punched. But I like to turn around. I like to look around. I mean, I have kids, so I'm always looking around for the kids. But just don't just stand there and stare and be, off in space. If somebody is getting close to you, make sure you maintain eye contact, but keep a distance. I know a lot of people are like, well, if you have eye contact on them, then they're going to think you want to start something. You need to be able to still look at the person and read them. Now, I remember when I first went to New York and I was walking around by myself because I had to be there for something. My friend was like, remember, just look down. Don't stare at anybody. Just look down and keep walking. Now, I get that. But if you think somebody's coming up to you, you need to be able to read their body expression. And if you see that they look tense and their eyes are wide and dilated and they look like they're in for something, you need to brace yourself. Now, if you live in an area where there is a bunch of this sucker punching, talk to your local mayor or governor about what the hell's happening in terms of laws and get more law enforcement, because that's pretty, it's pretty frightening, because you can really die from one of these sucker punches. Skull fracture, bleed to the brain, and then traumatic brain injury. But one thing that I used to do when I was alone and I was worried about crime in my area and I lived alone, I had to walk home at about 11:30 at night after my work shift because I didn't have a car, is I had a racquetball racket. So a racquetball racket, a tennis racket, and rest it, on your shoulder, okay? I'm not saying it's going to protect you. You can still get sucker punched. But I noticed that I was less likely to be bothered when I had a racket. And I always had a racket in my right hand. And if you are going to get sucker punched, mind you, there's southpaws out there, but if you are going to get sucker punched, a lot of times it's coming from the right. If you watch these videos, it's coming from the right. Now, I know you got stuff in your hands, you got purses, or you got bags, or you got whatever, but if you do have an extra racket, and just I would start carrying it. Okay, you can't necessarily carry a bat. That doesn't look normal. For those of you that live in areas where you can't conceal carry, you can't have a weapon. But I really think there's an underutilization of people walking around with their rackets. And it doesn't have to be your fancy tennis racket. See, me, I like my racquetball racket. I just have so much more control over when I play racquetball than tennis. I'm not good at tennis, but I can play racquetball. And I just love the feel of the racket. I love the width of it, and I love the shortness of it. And so, you just kind of sit there, and you just kind of have it on your shoulder, just laying there. That will at least protect some of the blow from the right-handed sucker punches. Now, I get you have to put your hand down, you need your right hand for other things, but whenever you're just kind of standing around, just being out there, I know some of you guys are laughing, thinking I'll look stupid. I don't think it's stupid. That racket saved me from getting attacked and raped and all that, because I lived in some pretty bad areas because I was poor, and I had to walk back from working fast food from 11 to 11:30 at night ending shift, and I thank God feel like I was able to dispel or to prevent what some of my other unfortunate neighbors went through, because I looked like I had at least something that I could. Plus, if somebody is really walking around with a racket, then people will kind of assume that you really know how to use it. I don't care if you guys don't know how to play racquetball. Get yourself a flipping racket, right? And then walk around with it. If you live in an area where this is starting to trend, and don't just carry it or shove it in your pocket. Have it rest on your shoulder while you're standing there. It's a thought. 1-877-SALLY. Don't go away.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Residents in Mississippi are dealing with massive floods due to a record-setting amount of rain and rising river waters. Governor Tate Reeves declaring a state of emergency over the weekend in preparation of the floods. The state's Pearl River is expected to crest at over 35 feet Monday, which is just under the major flood stage of 36 feet. There are fewer people in the United States living paycheck to paycheck. A new report from Lending Club shows 59% of adults felt they were stretched too thin in July. That's down slightly from June, but the survey notes workers earning less than $50,000 a year are being hit the hardest by inflation. President Biden is back in Washington, D.C. at the White House after spending the majority of August on vacation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I love whipped cream. I love the sound it makes when you, you know, spray, when you just set your finger on that. And it. I love the sound. I love the smell. I love the texture. It's cool. The problem is that some people have found a way to get high on them. They've been doing this for decades. I've never tried that. I've never done a whippet because I just love whipped cream so much. I would rather just eat the whipped cream. I get very distracted. But now New York wants to enforce a ban on a sale of whipped cream canisters, especially if you're under 21. You've got to now show your ID, just like with alcohol. So ID checks are now being rolled out at stores in New York as more retailers begin to enforce a year-old state law banning the sale of whipped cream canisters to anyone under 21. The law passed last year amid concern that teenagers are increasingly getting high by inhaling the nitrous oxide that is used as a propellant in the canisters. the first offense of selling whipped cream canisters, which means any grocery store, to someone under 21 comes with a $250 fine, with fines of up to $500 for subsequent violations. Nitrous oxide, or laughing gas, is a dissociative anesthetic that can be inhaled by discharging nitrous gas cartridges, and that's called a whippet. So you get the short-lived euphoria. It could, though, cause blood pressure drops, fainting, heart attack, sudden death. Long-term, you could get memory loss and psychosis. So a bill banning the sale of these canisters to teenagers was sponsored by Democratic State Senator Joseph Addabbo, who said he supported the measure after he became aware of the detrimental effect nitrous oxide was having on his district. He said, "This new law is an important step, a significant problem for many neighborhoods throughout my district." He said, "The need to limit the access and sale of whippets first became apparent to me after I was receiving constituent complaints about empty canisters on neighborhood streets." So, you know, there's drug paraphernalia. Now you have empty, ready whip canisters. They said used whippets piling up in our communities, according to Fox News, he says, are not only an eyesore, but also indicative of a significant nitrous oxide abuse problem. Kent Sopris serves as president of the New York Association of Convenience Stores. He told the Times Union that he let members of his organization know how to enforce the law when he became aware of it a couple months ago. He said, "I think that there is some sort of reporting mechanism that just didn't go the way it was supposed to. We have all been tracking the bill last year, and when I looked in the bill tracking file, there was just no indication that it was signed." So a spokesperson for the Schenectady-based supermarket chain Price Chopper told the Albany newspaper that self-checkouts in their stores would begin flagging whipped cream canisters at age-restricted products beginning September 1. So I don't know if you've ever tried to buy, like, you know, you had to go to a friend's house, so you bought a bottle of wine, and they're like, "Well, we need your ID," and you're like, "Dang, you didn't even look at the bottle when you grabbed it. How did you know?" They flag it, and then they stop it. Or like when you do self-checkout, they're like, "Nope." So if you are, one thing I like to do when I cater small little events is I love having an ice cream bar. And I also love doing a salad bar where you get the salad, because I can't really make a salad that's very tasty. And usually people don't like what's in the salad. So what I do is I get the lettuce with the spinach, and then I get all the little goodies. I get the feta cheese. I get the cranberries, some nuts, some cheese, egg. I put it all inside, and I make a salad bar buffet, you know, for, and then we have the meat. And I also like to do that for desserts, where we'll have the goodies and the toppings. You have a couple cans of whipped cream, and then you have the ice cream with the spoons. And it's, so I buy it, but, yeah. They say more than 107,000 Americans died from drug overdose deaths last year, the highest number on record and a notable increase from the 93,655 Americans who died in 2020. Now, by the way, that includes fentanyl deaths and narcotic deaths. Notice how it went up? Remember it was at 60-some thousand and they limited doctors on prescribing? It's almost doubled since then. And the numbers are still going up. So can you ease up on the doctors so we can take care of patients, please, who are in pain, and do something about the border or do something about these drugs coming from China? It would be nice. But anyway, if your kid is like, "Don't forget whipped cream, Mom. Don't forget whipped cream," and you notice the whipped cream bottle is gone, just don't buy it. Cool Whip is really good. We used Cool Whip a lot when I was growing up. Yeah. Okay. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, in football news, this was just crushing. A Washington Commanders rookie running back was shot in the leg during an apparent carjacking, according to Metropolitan Police Department in D.C. Brian Robinson Jr. was in D.C. around 5:30 p.m. when he was approached by two juveniles who tried to steal his car. A struggle ensued. Robinson said on Instagram that he was out of surgery and it went well. It's according to his coach, Ron Rivera. So he said doctors are optimistic about his recovery. He said the doctors were very positive with him. He was very positive as well. He's very fortunate. He's doing well. It will be a matter of time before he's back out there. There's no timeline, but everything was very positive. So Washington Commander said in a statement Sunday night that the gunshot wound was not life-threatening. Thank God. But Brian Robinson Jr. was a victim of an attempted armed robbery, carjacking in D.C., and hopefully he can get, you know, back on his feet with this. He was selected from Alabama in the third round 2020 draft in April. So it's, you know, the crime, it's not letting up, because I don't think people care, and they don't feel there's going to be consequences. And somebody has a good-looking car, and it's kids. It's these young kids. Chicago is dealing with their crime. A suspect shoots a woman outside a fire station. They say a gunman shot near a Chicago police station on Sunday night, seriously injuring one and killing another. The shooting took place at the 22nd District Station in the Morgan Hill neighborhood of Chicago's South Side. No officers were injured, but the incident happened, and the gunfire stemmed from a vehicle pursuit at about 8 p.m. A gunman had allegedly struck the victim's car multiple times while following them. When the victim's vehicle pulled into the Chicago's 22nd District Station, the suspect followed them, shot several rounds at the victim's car and at the police station. Officers, of course, hearing the shots, exited the stations to render aid to the victims of the vehicle. Two people in the car were injured by the gunfire. Female was taken to Christ Hospital and pronounced dead from her injuries. The male victim in the car was taken to the same hospital, is in serious condition. So they're now investigating what happened, who it was, and the assailant is now at large. So again, I don't know if it was somebody that knew them, people are just now, they're just open about, they're not even trying to, be coy about their assault. They don't care that they are shooting right in front of a police station. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One thing I need to warn you all about is the accidental poisoning of children by these little button batteries is on the rise. So these little button batteries power so many of our devices. And people like them because they're tiny, they don't know they're there. But then when we swap them out, they're really cute, but these kids are swallowing them. Visits to emergency rooms as a result of these were twice as high from 2010 to 2019 compared to 1990 to 2009. They say an average of one battery-related emergency visit happens every hour and a quarter among children under 18. So during my show, we've had at least two kids end up in the hospital as a result of that. That's how often this is happening. Children under 5 are at the highest risk. The report noted especially toddlers between the ages of 1 and 2. Even after removal from the device, they're powering lithium button batteries still have a strong current. And if they get stuck in the throat, saliva can interact with the current. This causes a chemical reaction that could severely burn the esophagus. So it's not just a dead battery. And parents are calling telemedicine. Go to the hospital. Because, again, even if you think it's a dead battery, it still could react with the saliva. It could cause esophageal perforation, vocal cord paralysis, erosion to the airway, major blood vessels. Not safe. 1-877-DOCTALI.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I've had a chance over the last week or two to talk to a lot of students. And you would think they would probably be the only group really excited about this student loan relief plan. And I got to tell you, even they are mixed. They're relieved, but they feel like they are now the enemy. And I had told you guys early on that I thought the way they were looking at student loan relief, debt relief, was a mistake because you need to go after the source. You need to shut off the faucet. These colleges charging an arm and a leg. And I'm not saying we have socialized college education or you know, cut any sort of supply and demand capitalistic trends, but honestly, what I'm seeing these places charge, is only going to get rewarded and incentivized the more we turn around and go, yeah, it's okay, we'll cut off, we'll help the students pay for these. And the students are kind of mixed, a lot of them. They're like, well, thank you, but, you know, people think we asked for this. People are thinking that we just don't want to have $200,000 in student loans. The $10,000 was nice, but I think it's causing more drama than it needs to. There should be ways, advantage. God, there's so many ways they could do this. Where, okay, as you pay off, for every dollar you pay off, maybe we knock off a dollar or 25 cents. Or if you work in a sector that is underserved, you will get more repay. But it was just a blanket of, all right, whoever has, you know, student loans, we'll just knock off 10 grand. So now, an analysis from Tax Foundations said that Americans in 13 states could end up paying up to $1,100 for this student loan relief plan. And there are people that didn't go to college to save money. Now all of a sudden they have to pay? So some of the states with the largest poverty levels, Arkansas, West Virginia, and Mississippi, are among the states where individuals and couples could see increased tax burdens due to the student loan forgiveness. The Tax Foundation notes that 13 states currently would consider this relief income, but the states that might impose taxes on the student loan relief could shrink if legislative or administrative alterations are made. So they're talking about if you do get it, you still have to pay. You're going to still have to pay because it's debt relief, at least $1,100. In terms of the average taxpayer, what would it include? Well, we're hearing that it could be anything from you don't even notice it to it being obviously significant. And I'm very mixed on how we move forward with helping our, you know, those who are ill, those who are needy, helping those that are that are vulnerable. College students just don't fall under that for me. And so the money that we are trying to figure out how to tax and get back, and the cost that this would be, I mean, we don't mind getting a little pinched a little bit if we're going to be helping our homeless or helping our veterans or those who have sacrificed, you know, first responders, those that basically put their life on the line. But somebody who decided to go to UCSD and party it up in the dorms rather than going to a state school and working three part-time jobs like I do, it really rubbed some salt in the wound. I would have loved to go to UCSD, but it was going to be too expensive. I was going to have to pay thousands of dollars more a year. No. So now we're hearing that a lot of these students would still have to probably pay back. $1,100, I believe, in Hawaii would have to be returned. And so why? I don't know. They say borrowers in Arkansas, which is a quote-unquote high-poverty state where the median household income in 2022 is $50,540, would owe $550. And West Virginians who benefit from the relief would owe $650 in additional taxes. Now, President Biden announced last week that his plan would relieve $10,000 in federal student loan debt for individual borrowers earning less than $125,000 annually or couples who earned less than $250,000 a year. Pell Grant recipients would be eligible for up to $20,000 in relief. Now, Pell Grants were supposed to not be paid back anyway, so I'm a little confused by that one. And I get the president wanted to make good. There was a lot of pressure for him to make good on student loan debt, and people were saying just write the whole thing off, write it all off. It is starting a poop storm. In fact, you're even seeing, like, Elizabeth Warren on CNN get kind of pushed up against the wall on this, where she hears people say, look, you know, I scrimped and saved and I struggled and I worked and this isn't fair. And she didn't really have a good answer for that. She's like, well, I think about fairness because, you know, I had to wait tables during, you know, when I went to school and I had to pay, you know, $50 a credit. And she didn't really answer the question. And people are already having a bad attitudes towards our Gen Zs and our younger millennials. And a lot of them don't want this. Nobody's really talked to these college students. Now, mind you, they'll take it. And I am telling students, you know what? If it passes, take it. I mean, you're saying no, thank you. It won't make a difference. You know, if you get $10,000 off, just take advantage of it. It's you know, if it's written and done, it's done. But it blew my mind, and I don't think they were saying that just because a lot of my students and ex-students and a lot of, you know, they could talk freely with me. You know, writing off all their debt would have been pretty damn cool. But for a drop in a bucket that is causing all this, we have to pay for your, like, I don't know if you guys see that meme, my body, my choice, well, your student loans, your debt. I mean, there's a lot of memes going out there now, and you have a lot of individuals out there going, look, I'm not asking for my neighbors who are struggling financially to pay for this. You know, I don't want my neighbors who had to struggle to pay off their student loans and they missed out. And again, what it does is it rewards those people who didn't pay their loans, that who stalled and procrastinated. Yet somebody like me that busted my butt, and I don't mind. Again, I'm not upset about, well, I paid my loans, you have to. That's not what I'm upset about. What I'm upset about is you have a lot of individuals that made choices to go to state schools as opposed to private schools. And if this topic is going to keep coming up where debt will be paid, why would anybody go to a state school? They're like, well, then I might as well borrow, go to Harvard, go to UCSD, UCLA, wherever, UC Davis, go to these schools if I can, charge, and then it'll get written off. And I know people are like, well, everybody should be able to go to Harvard if they want to. Yeah, but I don't have to pay for it. I want to go to Harvard too. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes. The colleges did not get a spanking from this. The colleges are like, okay, well, good. The more we charge, the government will just pay the student loan off. We don't want this in Obamacare scenario where premiums go up because they're getting reimbursed. We want colleges to rethink and be, by the way, so I was paying my son's college bill, and there's an extra $230 charge per semester for online fee to do online, not to do it. That's just because of COVID. They charge $230 extra for online schooling. Well, my kids want to be on campus. They don't want to do online. And if teachers are hanging out at home, I mean working less, why is it costing the student more? But it is. And there were all these additional fees snuck in there. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And so colleges are not learning their lesson. And in fact, they just got now incentivized to charge more. And it's not good. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
An
anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.